You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 2001. This is issue number 196, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. We'll have our address information on another part of the magazine, but first, let's hear from Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch.
WIBG Radio 99.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Reference number 510 this month starts with this big pile of call letter changes. On 550 WICE, Pawtucket, Rhode Island becomes WDDZ. 570 WWRC in Bethesda, Maryland changes to WTNT. Now, we told you about that last month, but we mistakenly said Washington, D.C. for the city of license, and in fact, it's still Bethesda, Maryland. 620 KSTR Grand Junction, Colorado changes to KJOL. 870 WLAM in Gorham, Maine becomes WMTW. 880 WVLR in Moneta, Virginia changes to WCQV. 890 the new station in Arroyo Grande, California will be KLFF. 970 KZPM Bakersfield, California changes to KZTK. On 1000 WDBE in Jupiter, Florida becomes WDBF. 1050 KBBV in Loma Linda, California changes to KCAA. On 1110, a non-change, we told you that WEBS in Calhoun, Georgia was changing to WKEP. It appears that change has been set aside and the station remains WEBS. 1230 KREZ Alamogordo, New Mexico becomes KRSY. 1260 KTTS Springfield, Missouri becoming KTTF. 1270 CHWK Chilliwack, British Columbia changes to CFSR. 1320 KNRQ Eugene, Oregon becomes KSCR. 1350 KCKC San Bernardino, California becomes KEWS. 1420 WALQ in Wilson, North Carolina changing to WVOT. 1430 WWLO Gainesville, Florida changes to WTMN. 1450 KSPA Escondido, California changes to KFSD. 1470 WZOU in Lewiston, Maine becomes WLAM as that call moves up from 870. On 1500 WDDZ Zion, Illinois becomes WPJX. And on 1510 WNNN in Salem, New Jersey changing to WFAI. Some new stations have been granted as the FCC starts to wade through that huge pile of over 200 applications for new stations. When we get into otherness, we'll find that some have been dismissed, but some have been granted, and they are these on 890 Frankston, Texas, 400 watts daytime, 250 watts night directional antenna. On 1090 in Alachua, Florida, 3,000 day, 250 night directional antenna. 1440 Gloversville, New York, 800 day, 500 night directional. 1450 Blue Lake, California, 250 watts day and night non-directional. And on 1480, a frequency that for years and years and years held the original WLEE in Richmond, Virginia. That has been reassigned now to Glen Allen, a northern suburb of Richmond. 5,000 watts daytime, 1,700 watts night, and a directional antenna. One application of interest on 1350 CKCI Parksville, British Columbia wants to move to 88.5 FM. And under grants on 1340 CJAN Asbestos, Quebec gets a grant to move to 99.3. And on 1510 KJQI in San Rafael, California, they'll be changing their city of license to Piedmont, California. And finally, moving down into otherness on 620 WKHB in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, their construction permit to change their city of license to Irwin, Pennsylvania has now been accomplished. 710, one of the first of quite a few applications for new stations that are being dismissed. Deep River Township, Michigan application has been dismissed. 840 CJXX Grand Prairie, Alberta. Their permit to move to 93.1 FM has been accomplished. 990 application for a new station in Lake Township, Michigan has been dismissed. 1010 CKXD in Gander, Newfoundland has moved to 98.7. 1080 WMVR Sydney, Ohio has gone silent. 1120 application for a new station in Reed City, Michigan has been dismissed. 1170 CKGY Red Deer, Alberta has moved to 95.5 FM. 1190 KRFT DeSoto, Missouri, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1220 CJOC Lethbridge, Alberta has moved to 106.7. 1250 KDEI Port Arthur, Texas, this silent station is now back on the air. 1390 KKSO Des Moines, Iowa has gone silent. 1400 WVLA Vidalia, Louisiana has also gone silent. 1430 application for a new station in Mackinac City, Michigan has been dismissed. 1450 WTAL Tallahassee, Florida, this silent station is now back on the air. 1470 application for a new station in St. Ignace, Michigan has been dismissed. 1510 KSSP in Greenwood, Arkansas, license canceled and call deleted at the request of the licensee. 1550 WMRE in Charlestown, West Virginia, this silent station returned to the air for just a few days and then, as we have heard, had a transmitter fire and are now back off the air. 1580 KFQC in Davenport, Iowa, another license that has been canceled and the call deleted. 1590 WABV Abbeville, South Carolina is silent for what they call major technical upgrades. And on 1600 WAIA in Beaver Dam, Kentucky is silent. They're expected to return sometime in the month of June. And that wraps it up for this time. About 30 days from now, we'll get together with more broadcast band stuff. Right now, let's head off to the sometimes exciting, sometimes bizarre world of Travelog. Here's John Belker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. Today, we're going to be hearing from stations operating at 640 on the dial. And once again, we ought to be able to get through them all. I want to say a particular thank you and hello to Josh Owens and to Skip Dabelstein, too, who took time to record some new local IDs in their parts of the country, northern North Carolina and central Arizona, to be precise. And I just want to assure you both that everything's been added to the Travelog collection, and thanks very, very much from everybody. So what do you say we get started in the middle of New England, next to the original home of the game of basketball, on the July 2001 DX Audio Service Travelog?
From Tower Square in downtown Springfield, this is WNNZ, Westfield Springfield, the talk station, AM 640.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate McCarthy. It's 52 degrees in downtown Springfield.
And Josh Owens was among those who taped that station for us at one time or another. Well, next we come to a station at 640 that came as a big surprise to people at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Sometime I'm going to tell you the story of what went on at NBC Engineering the day we learned about this new station.
Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. And that's Pat O'Connor singing lead on 640 WJZ. WJZ Mount Holly. Whoops, you guys had your turn. Still to come in the next hour, Jimmy Lunsford, Russ Morgan, and much more on 640 WJZ. News is next on WWJZ Mount Holly.
AP Network News, I'm Mike Moss. A night for the new president to blow his horn.
Mount Holly, by the way, is a suburb of Philadelphia. And with 50,000 watts, it's no wonder that we don't find any more 640 stations closer than North Carolina.
For the fastest and most comprehensive election night coverage, depend on News Talk Radio WFNC tonight at 7:30.
This is where Carolina comes to talk. WFNC Fayetteville, WFNC FM Lumberton.
Okay, WFNC transmits with a 10,000-watt signal. That gives it very good reach at that low dial position. Actually, for our whole ride through North Carolina on I-95. Well, now let's see. Mark Strickert was the first to add this next station to the Travelog collection.
at home, at work, or in your car, hear about it first on News Radio 640 WGST.
Well, as the Hawks go to the free throw line, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network.
This is News Radio 640 WGST, Atlanta's most trusted source for news, traffic, and weather.
Orland Wiley is at the line to shoot two for the Hawks.
You know, starting the travelogue today as we have, we've just come down the Atlantic shoreline, more or less, which we normally do, of course. But three of the four stations you've heard already run at 50,000 watts. And this is the only AM channel where that'll be the case. Three at 50,000 and one at 10,000. Those stations really get out. And you must wonder a little, though, on that WGST break we just heard, the choice of news sounders. Don't you think that was a little light for heavy news and sports operation? At least it seems that way to me. And as you might expect, they really didn't last very long with that kind of a sound.
Furman and fourth-ranked Oklahoma start the season at North Carolina. Bobby Elliott with a minute of sports.
This is the brand new Rhythm of the City, WPBD Atlanta, AM64.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you may breathe deeply once again because we're about to enter the Sunshine State. Drift down toward Mike Lance's house. You know, right next to the Everglades with the snakes and the alligators and things like that.
When you write to this program, be sure to mention our call letters. When you support this program, you support the ministry of Christian Radio for the Contemporary Family. 640 AM, WLVJ, Royal Palm Beach.
I'm going to see my dad tonight, and I know exactly how our conversation is going to go.
Oh, very good. You know, and if we drive from Royal Palm Beach right past our house here near Tampa, you come to Wildwood, Florida with a 640 station.
Right to Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150.
WHOF Wildwood.
In his weekly radio address, the president said bipartisan welfare reform plans are already under consideration.
Yeah, a little distortion on that signal. You know, they only run 830 watts. So let's move up near Knoxville and listen to 640 on the dial to hear what Barry Chenal picked up for us.
Summer 88 could be your classic memory with a free trip to Hawaii. Details coming soon.
WJGC,
and here's what the commuters going into Memphis every morning at the opposite end of the state of Tennessee hear.
News focuses next on your Christian information station, AM 640, WCRV, Collierville, Memphis. For up-to-the-minute news and information on today's important Christian issues, stay tuned to the Mid-South's Christian Voice.
News on the USA Radio Network.
Okay, you know, when I was growing up in Vermont, I would strain to hear KFI on this frequency. All I could pick up with a long wire at night was WOI on occasion. And this next station, coming in all the way from Eastern Ohio.
Thanks for listening, and be sure and tune in every weekday, Monday through Friday, at this time for Changing Lives with Pastor Ed Grosko. Changing Lives has been sponsored by Grace Bible Church of North Canton, Ohio.
640 AM Stereo, WHLO, Akron.
In a recent survey of those who provide care for an elderly family member, 69% of those polled...
Well, I guess I would have occasionally heard this next station from my Vermont home at night, except it didn't come on the air until the mid-1980s, long after I'd left New England. In fact, by then we had raised a family of three, and our oldest son actually was the one who taped this next ID for us for the audio service. And thanks, John.
Hi, everybody. I'm Amanda, and when it comes to radio, there's only one station in West Michigan for great kids, AM 640, WISC, Zeeland, Grand Rapids.
Yeah, okay, good for Zealand. And then in 1996, the format and the call sign both changed.
I'm Ken Silverstein.
One on one board.
This
is WMFN Zeeland Grand Rapids. Sports Radio AM 640, The Fan, your official Summer Olympic station.
Well, we're going to move next to the west coast of Indiana. Okay, well, to the banks of the Wabash.
Visit our website at www.fullgospelassembly.org.
WBOW, Terre Haute's first radio station serving the Wabash Valley.
I wonder if you remember that WBOW used to be at 1230 on the dial, with 1,000 watts day and night. And when they moved to 640, they had to cut their power back from 1,000 watts down to 250, which is what they use today. In fact, their coverage is about the same. And let's face it, they're a lot easier to find on the dial these days. Well, next we come to one of those landmark stations, possibly because of their three-letter call, but certainly because of their unique and, in my view, their outstanding program lineup.
This is member-supported radio, AM 640 WOI, Ames and Des Moines. The time is 9 o'clock.
BBC World Service, this is Max Pearson with Newsday.
And for those of you keeping up on such things, you're probably aware that the BBC has announced that they will no longer have an overseas service, at least aimed at the United States. But maybe with stations like WOI, we will still hear the world news from the BBC. Well, let's see. As we start to go further west here on this travelogue, we find the power levels clearly protecting the KFI signal, as they should. Here's one of the other three stations located west of the Mississippi, about 1,000 miles east of the KFI transmitter.
Thanks. Sports Radio 640 WWLS, Moore Norman in Oklahoma City at the tone. Time for CBS News at 8 a.m.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Okay, Bill, fine. And you don't have to thank me for that sort of thing. We're going to move northward next and listen to the voice of the Gallatin Valley Witness. And that's right near Bozeman, Montana.
Ray Bolts and Shepherd Boy on KGVW.
This is Gospel Radio, KGVW Belgrade, an Enterprise Network station.
CBN Radio News, I'm Don Wayne. The diplomatic source at the United Nations says that the U.S. and its allies are planning to fly reconnaissance missions over southern Iraq.
You know, the KFI signal during the daytime doesn't get anywhere near that part of Montana with any commercial strength. So that 10,000-watt signal you just heard doesn't cause any interference to KFI. And even at night with 1,000 watts, we were parked in Livingston, Montana, which is, what, 30 miles away? And we got no background noise to their signal whatsoever. And now, my friends, we come to the Class 1A dominant station on this channel, broadcasting from the City of Angels.
The California Supreme Court delivers a blow to the three strikes law. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Little with the 12 o'clock news on KFI Los Angeles. More on today's ruling after we get the ruling on your drive with Mark Dennis in the KFI Traffic Center.
Good afternoon to you. We have a problem developing now on the 5 Santa Ana Freeway southbound right close to the Long Beach Freeway just before Triggs. The first call says the two left lanes blocked.
Okay, you know I have another story about KFI. I'm going to play you my favorite 5 seconds of recording of this station. And here's how I got it. I flew from San Francisco, and the travel agency put me into Los Angeles and then a nonstop flight into Newark. As I was going from one terminal to another at LAX, the Los Angeles airport, I had my Hitachi radio recorder set to 640 and the record button pushed, because I had to rush. And what you're about to hear was recorded from a suitcase. You think I'm kidding, but could I make this up?
Los Angeles, KFI 640.
Oh, boy. And in fact, that wraps up all the U.S. cities with stations that operate at 640, with the one exception of Thibodeau in Louisiana. It simply refused to give me an ID, and we spent nearly a whole day in New Orleans, right next door to Thibodeau. Oh, well. So let's see what's going on in Ontario at 640.
Doing what's expected is easy. Exceeding expectations is difficult. Which is why Station is Talk 640. And together, we make ideas fly.
Talk 640. Toronto's Talk is CHOG Toronto. A WIC radio company. Talk 640. Toronto's Talk. News to 10 o'clock.
From Broadcast News, I'm Steve Henniger.
You know, Mark Durenberger actually captured that one for us back in 1995. And then Scott Feibusch stepped up last year with this recording.
Someone who's scared of promises or keeping them.
Would normally do it for us today, but we've been blessed this past year or so with a new subscriber to the audio service who goes for pleasure cruises all over the Caribbean and nearby Pacific. He's a Navy man, and he might argue with the pleasure part, but anyway, here's a tape made by Ron Getschar of TGW, and they operate from Guatemala at 640 on the dial, and I'm going to let Ron Getschar actually introduce this ID for you.
And it's from March 2nd of 2000.
Tanto contribución para el bienestar de la niñez y la juventud.
TGW. Esa es la voz, la voz, la voz de Guatemala.
Okay. Well, now, you see what we can do when we have a few spare minutes? Well, indeed, that does do it. So we'll see you next month right here on the Travelogue. Bruce Conti is next with the DX Digest.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. In the United States, most radio stations have suspended live simulcasting on the Internet. ASCAP and BMI are the two major representatives of artists. They collect royalties from radio stations for the music played on the air and basically want to collect double the royalties for Internet simulcasting. Internet broadcasting is viewed as a separate use of copyrighted material and therefore should be charged separately. The music industry is not the only group recognizing the value of the Internet. Commercial actors and announcers are seeking compensation for the worldwide broadcast of their work. As a result, radio stations across the country have pulled the plug on Internet simulcasting. It doesn't matter whether it's music, news, talk, or sports, you'll find that although most have maintained their web pages, the ability to listen live has been silenced.
I said it's wonderful.
Interestingly, this is not a worldwide problem. Radio stations in other countries continue to broadcast on the Internet. In Europe, for example, radio stations take full advantage of the Internet, recognizing their worldwide audience through live on-the-air email feedback and heavy promotion of their Internet broadcasts.
Wherever you go, Virgin Radio.
Across the UK and now across the world. Listen live.
Baby. At www.virginradio.co.uk.
The usual gang of misfits and dope addicts are here.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
At 2 o'clock, 200 people have been arrested after clashes between police and protesters as EU leaders met President Bush in Gothenburg. Earlier, activists attacked police when the heads of state expressed determination to strengthen the transatlantic bond, despite failing to reach agreement on global warming. Tony Blair and his Irish counterpart Bertie Ahern have agreed to hold a Downing Street summit next week to try to break the deadlock in the Northern Ireland peace process. The meeting comes as the Ulster Unionist leader David Trimble faces mounting criticism from within his own party over his stance on the Good Friday Agreement. Drug company GlaxoSmithKline says it plans to cut more than 1,000 jobs as part of a restructuring of manufacturing operations. The biggest cutback will be on Merseyside, where 500 posts will go. And a review of all the issues involved in the Oldham riots has been agreed between a top-level delegation from the town and the Home Secretary David Blunkett. The government will provide advice and support for the process, which will take place within 4 months. The UK's weather, a showery morning with some downpours, highs from 10 to 19 degrees. Virgin Radio News, I'm Robin Chowdhury.
1, especially for Nick Martin, who's emailed in. He's a UK lawyer, but he's currently working out in Sydney, Australia. Listens to Virgin Radio over the internet and really enjoys the music. Hope you enjoy that one. Also, hi to all at the Accident and Emergency Department, Princess Margaret Hospital in Swindon. They've got us on at the moment. Hope you're having a quiet night over in Swindon. On the way, we've got music for you by the Fine Young Cannibals, Suspicious Minds. Also, Dido coming up on Virgin, and now Wheatus. A little respect.
I try to discover.
Internet broadcasting has improved significantly in just the past few years. No more constant rebuffering of streaming audio or lost connections. I'm listening using RealPlayer 8 via a 56K modem on a standard phone line. The next level of service is always on DSL, but right now, the subscription cost is beyond what I'm willing to pay.
La nueva X, joven como tú. Te repito el correo electrónico, lanuevax@esmas.com.mx. Pequeño
grandota. A couple of months ago, DX from Mexico, as heard in New Hampshire, was featured on the DX Digest. Several DXers have noted some format changes since then. Televisa radio stations in Mexico City can be found on the internet at esmas.com. The address, www.esmas.com/radio, is where you can hear XEX 730 AM, XEW 900 AM, and XEQ 940 AM. However, unlike Virgin Radio, esmas.com does not use a direct connection to radio station studios. Instead, it sounds like they're picking up the audio from a receiver. Thus, the AM stations sound like AM. In fact, in this first example, you'll hear an interfering station underneath. This is XEX Mexico, 7:30 AM, La Nueva X, Joven Como Tú, with a new pop rock music format.
Escuchaste, también recuerda que la nueva X, joven como tú, está presentando Encuentro de Titanes, el evento musical masivo esperado por todos. Mientras nos vamos a un corte musical y regresamos con la mejor música. No te vayas. La nueva X, joven como tú.
Próximamente, en la nueva X, joven como tú, tus oídos se llenarán de radio. Encuentro de Titanes.
De 3 minutos ya en la Ciudad de México. Acabas de escuchar a los Chamacones de Twister con la canción Si Pudiera Tenerte al Fin. Pero ahí también te presentamos a Rocío Dúrcal, algo de su nuevo material discográfico, se llamó Sombras Nada Más, del álbum Entre Tangos y Mariachis. Tú escuchaste a Franco De Vita, que ya tenía un buen rato que no nos deleitaba con su voz y sobre todo con ese sentimiento tan particular que tiene. Lo que te presentó se llama No Basta, está dedicado precisamente para aquellos papás o las mamás que muchas veces piensan que el dinero, las cosas materiales o los bienes, particularmente hablando de las cosas materiales, bueno, pues son lo que llenan a nuestras familias o a nuestros hijos. Entonces, no es así, no basta, hay que darles mucho cariño, mucho amor, mucho apoyo. Así que papás, pónganse las pilas, porque pues este es un mensaje para ustedes de parte del señor Franco De Vita. Y yo tengo un mensaje para ustedes de parte de la nueva X, joven como tú. Estén pendientes durante toda nuestra transmisión el día de mañana, porque en cualquier momento, en cualquier instante podrán viajar y en cualquier instante podrán ganar un viaje a las preciosas playas de Huatulco en el estado de Oaxaca. Todo cortesía de la nueva X. Claro, por supuesto, tendremos para ustedes lo que son el viaje en avión, el hospedaje, la comida, todos los gastos están completamente incluidos dentro de esta promoción, así que no se la pueden perder. Recuerden, tienen que estar muy pendientes a partir del día de mañana, sábado, lunes, martes y por supuesto toda la próxima semana. Vamos a tener muchos viajes para todos los papás que sintonizan la nueva X. Gracias al señor Luis Álvarez, mi querido Huicho, te quedas en cabina.
Así es, que tengan buena noche, no le cambien.
Y se queda fresco como una lechuga disfrutando un buen fin de semana, un buen viernes 15 de junio. Yo soy Margarita González, la Loíta. Los espero nuevamente el día de mañana en punto de las 6 de la tarde para que estén pendientes y puedan llevarse un viaje a Huatulco. Yo les mando un beso enorme a toda la gente maravillosa que nos hace el favor de sintonizarnos y por supuesto los invito a que manejen con mucha precaución y disfruten el fin de semana.
La nueva X, joven como tú. La nueva X, joven como tú. Transmitiendo desde la Ciudad de México. Estudios y oficinas en Calzada de Tlalpan, número 3000, Colonia Espartaco. La nueva X, con 100.000 watts de potencia. XEX, 730 AM. Es una estación más de Televisa Radio. La nueva X, joven como tú. En la nueva X, joven como tú, es momento de presentar Club Amigos de la Nueva X.
Next, XEW Mexico, 900 AM, La Voz de la America Latina, now with a news talk format.
La Voz de la América Latina desde México, siempre contigo. Las noticias son a las 10:30 de la noche con Joaquín López Dóriga.
La pregunta de esta noche.
Las noticias más relevantes del ámbito nacional e internacional.
En Shanghái el presidente.
Con información objetiva y veraz.
Esta noche es la opinión de Elena Poniatowska.
Joaquín López Dóriga en la XEW 900 AM de su radio. De lunes a viernes en punto de las 22:30 horas. XEW. La Voz de la América Latina. Desde México. Siempre contigo. Es mejor fracasar en lo original que tener éxito en una imitación. Comunícate con nosotros, 01-800-71-814-14. A partir de mañana empezaré a vivir una vida más sana. Es decir que mañana empezaré a rodar por mejores caminos.
Esto es Buenas Noches México con la doctora Raquel Levinstein a través de XEW 900 Radio, la regla de oro, 51-668-900 y el 01-800-71-814-14. Estamos escuchando de fondo musical Alberto Cortés, a partir de mañana. Esperemos que a partir de mañana sea...
Finally, XEQ Mexico, 940 AM, Enamorada 940, El Corazón de la Radio. With romantic music.
Nací en el Mediterráneo, escuchamos con Juan Manuel Serrat. Ya son las 5:29 minutos en Enamorada 9:40 y seguimos saludándole con mucho gusto a toda la familia Velasco, a doña Luisa, también a Karen, a Miriam. Están con Rosy escuchando nuestra programación, y allá en la delegación Cuauhtémoc, para Estefany, Gabriel y David, de parte también para María Esther, Isaías, para Luis Carlos, a toda la familia Santana, a Luis Carlos, Pablo Fabián, a Tere, saludos allá en la Colonia Educación, qué bueno que nos acompañan, a Octavio, a Laura y a Omar en Anzures, y a usted que nos sintoniza todos los días. Gracias por acompañarnos, amigos. Esto es Enamorada 940, el corazón de tu radio. Vamos a invitarles para que estén con nosotros muy, muy pendientes de los efectos de la licuadora, cafetera, tostador, y ojalá sean ganadores de este paquete que les ofrece Enamorada 940 para que consientan a papá este próximo domingo. Son las 5:30, regresamos.
Enamorada 940. Una estrella, una semana. Un programa dedicado a los grandes de la música romántica. En esta ocasión,
todas desean con él.
La novia de México, Angélica María. Testimonios, experiencias, anécdotas de los artistas y, por supuesto, sus grandes éxitos. Del 11 al 15 de junio. Una estrella, una semana. De lunes a viernes de 6 a 7 de la noche por Enamorada 940. El corazón de tu radio. Enamorada 940, consintiendo a papá. Consiente a papá preparándole un rico desayuno todas las mañanas. Para eso, Enamorada 940 regalará a partir de este 11 y hasta el 15 de junio paquetes de electrodomésticos que contienen una licuadora, una cafetera y un tostador. Para mimar a papá todas las mañanas, escucha a los locutores en cabina. Ellos te explicarán cómo ganar. Enamorada 940, preparándole el desayuno a papá. Enamorada 940, el corazón de tu radio. Revive todo ese amor que llevas en el corazón. En la voz de los artistas de las últimas cuatro décadas y las canciones que han venido haciendo época. Para que no te olvides, Enamorada 940, el corazón de tu radio.
Yo pienso que no son tan inútiles las noches que te di.
This is the BBC in London with news, views and comments from around the world. BBC World Service, news 24 hours a day. It's 04 hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
This is The World Today from the BBC with me, Oliver Scott, bringing you today's news from around the world.
And one more news item while on the subject of internet radio. The BBC has decided to drop shortwave service to North America in favor of internet radio and local AM and FM broadcasts. You can listen to the BBC World Service on the internet at www.bbc.co.uk, where you'll also find a listing of local radio stations carrying BBC programs. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Number one sports scoreboard on KFWB, dial 98.
Hello, DXers again. Ken Honest Chuck back here. And in the month of July now, we have a new station format here in Chicagoland. 930 WAUR in far west suburban Sandwich was programming a bunch of hodgepodge after Catholic Family Radio died, and then EWTN Radio out of Irondale, Alabama near Birmingham came on for about a month, and then they faded away as Midwest Broadcasting has bought the channel out. And now we have Christian radio that sounds like this.
This is IBN, the International Broadcasting Network. You've been listening to TalkBack, Chicagoland's Christian teaching and talk station, Victory 930 WAUR Sandwich. Coming up at 4:30 this afternoon, Living Stream Ministries, Life Studies of the Bible. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, sit back, relax, some good Christian music here on Victory 930.
I don't know if they're competitor to 1160 WYLL, the Salem Network station, which, by the way, is simulcasting on 540 up in Jackson, north suburban Milwaukee, under the old calls of WYLO now. I have no radio stations additionally to pass along this month, but I would like to let you know of the following leagues that are going on in case you're interested in following oddball stuff other than baseball. You've got the WNBA, United States Basketball League, going on. Football, you got the six-team NFL Europe. You got four teams in the Indoor Pro Football League. You have a whole load of them in the National Indoor Football League, whatever these are. You also have the Arena Football League with a whole load of teams there. The Arena 2 Football League. I don't know who creates these things, but I think it's just awesome. And plus, we have the Major League Soccer League, the Women's United Soccer Association, and the A-League, 21 teams there. I checked this all out in USA Today, and I don't know who creates these things or what, but it's a, huh? Well, it's different entertainment, I guess, for people or sports who need something in these quiet towns. Okay, to finish up here, this has nothing to do with radio, but I thought you would be interested in this. On Friday, May the 25th, was an interesting story, I believe, I read just in the paper, but didn't see her on the radio. It was blind climber tops Mount Everest. Yeah, that is a little unusual. Eric Weihemeyer inched his way into history Friday. The blind climber from Golden, Colorado, and his team conquered Mount Everest early Friday, reaching the summit at 10 a.m. local time. In reaching the summit, the 32-year-old climber became the first blind person to accomplish the feat. It's an incredible accomplishment. It may be the greatest sporting achievement of the year. Nobody would have thought a blind person would climb Mount Everest, but Eric would not have done it without a great team. He said his son had been climbing for about 21 hours and didn't expect to hear from him until they reached base camp and got some sleep. Eric and several other climbers from the U.S. began their ascent earlier this month. They initially wanted to do it back on May 11th, but because of weather problems, couldn't do it. Nine climbers took turns each day relaying verbal descriptions to Weihemeyer about the terrain ahead. One climber wears a bell for him to follow. To date, Eric Weihemeyer has scaled Alaska's Mount McKinley, Argentina's Mount Aconcagua, however they're pronounced, Mount Vincent in Antarctica, and Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Weihemeyer left his home in mid-March with climbers from Boulder, Denver, Lakewood, Ouray, and Vail, Colorado. Others from Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Maryland, and Montana have joined in the climb, sponsored partly by the National Federation of the Blind. Dispatches are filed each day at www.2001everest.com. Eric's been told all his life that he can't do things. His dad said he never paid any attention to those people. Isn't that amazing? Okay, for the DX Audio Service, Ken Onischek reporting, and I'll see you probably in a month or two with pro football information. Good DX, friends.
Thanks, Ken. Now let's take a look at what's going on with the 2001 National Radio Club Convention. I could use some music. I wonder if the guys over in Studio 2 can help out here.
Good vibrations, take one.
Well, John in Pittsburgh writes to us about the 2001 National Radio Club Convention, and he writes that it's going to be held at the Green Tree Radisson from August 31st through Monday, September 3rd, 2001. He says that there's going to be five rooms reserved for early arrivals on Thursday, August 30th. On Friday and Saturday, there'll be 25 rooms reserved and 20 on Sunday. Reservations will be held until August the 10th, 2001, for single or double bedrooms at $69 per day. Reservations are guaranteed after 4 p.m. by a first night room deposit or major credit card. Be sure that you mention National Radio Club for the reduced room rate. Reservations can be made by calling 1-800-333-3333. That's 1-800-333-3333. Convention activities include the speakers, the DX quiz, the infamous National Radio Club auction, tentative station tours, including the KDKA studios, and much more. Also, we hope the WNRC will be on the air. John, I wonder if we can make that happen. Registrations must be made by check or money order, and make that check or money order payable to the National Radio Club. That's very important, National Radio Club. And send it to John. John's last name is spelled M-A-L-I-C-K-Y. John R. Let's see, is that Maliki or Maliki? Just kidding, John. Anyways, the address is 995 Shady Crest, and that's all one word, S-H-A-D-Y-C-R-E-S-T Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15216-3046. Auction items may also be sent to that same address, and remember that the money that we get from our auction goes to offset the dues costs, and we've had a couple postage rate increases which we've been able to tender, but it looks like the National Post Office is going to hit us again with another rate increase, possibly. So anything that you have that you can donate to the auction is very much welcome. And remember that the more the item brings in, the better off the club is. So please, don't send just your junk. Send some good stuff as well. Pittsburgh International Airport, which opened October of 1992, has daily flights for many of the airlines, including U.S. Air. And there is a complimentary and hourly shuttle service to and from the Radisson. Greyhound Bus Station is in downtown, 3 miles from the hotel. By car, the Radisson is just off Parkway West, or I-279. From I-79, you take I-279 north to Exit 4. That's the Green Tree Mount Lebanon exit. Turn left at the traffic light onto Green Tree or Route 121. Then turn left at the first light onto Mansfield Avenue. Go through two lights, then look for the Marriott Drive Radisson Hotel sign and turn right. From the turnpike I-76, take I-376 through downtown, which becomes I-279 south to exit 4, Green Tree Crafton exit, and bear left at the Crafton exit. Then turn left onto Mansfield Avenue through two lights to the Radisson on Marriott Drive. Same right turn. Formerly the Green Tree Marriott, the Radisson hosted the National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh in 1990. Everyone had an enjoyable time, and we hope that you enjoy yourself this year. The city and the Allegheny County area have many great features, including the Pittsburgh Pirates' brand new home for baseball, PNC Park. And again, I'd like to emphasize, stuff for the auction is very much welcomed. And as far as WNRC, I still have to get with John on the particulars as far as what we can do. However, we'd like to do a little twist this year, and I would like to hear some comments from the membership if they would be interested in participating. Obviously, for times when we don't have somebody around, I would like to be able to have the station on the air, which means I have to have some canned announcers, people to record some tracks. So if you're interested in perhaps putting some voice tracks together, and you work in radio. Now, one of the criteria is you have to have either access to coming here to Lima to be able to record your tracks, or you have to have a very good recording system. A $29.95 cassette recorder sitting on your desk and you're sitting away about 2 feet does not really cut it. It would not sound good. So if you have a good recording system, you might be able to put together some audio tracks, or maybe even know somebody in radio that would be willing to put together some tracks. We're also looking for mentions from people in the broadcasting business welcoming folks to the convention. And if you have some buddies in broadcasting, know some people that would submit some stuff. If you've heard WNRC in 2000, you know what we're talking about. And we would love to get some announcements from people. But if you are attending the National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh, one of the things we're thinking about doing is doing some live segments from the convention. And if you're interested in pulling an air shift, please contact me either by card, letter, or email, and let me know what day you will be at the convention and what times you would like to be on the air. Now, this also means you have to kind of give me an idea of how many hours. Like, if you want to just do 1 hour from, say, 4 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon, or if you'd like to do, like, 3 to 6 or whatever. And don't worry about operating equipment, because I'll be there, and hopefully some of the other guys will be here from the DX Audio Service, and we'll be able to run board for you. So all you have to do is basically sit in front of the microphone, and when you want to fire that jingle, you press the magic button over day, and that fires off the automation system, plays the jingle, and gets it right into music. So it's not that hard. You too can be a Larry Lujack. So if you're thinking about attending the 2001 National Radio Club Convention and would like to pull a shift on WNRC, you might want to just send me a card, letter, or an email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org, and just let me know what day you're going to be there. Well, I'm going to let these guys kind of play on, and we'll float over to side two of the DX Audio Service and see what kind of trouble we can get into. Hope to see you at the convention. Bye for now.